The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Our Father brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Welcome, welcome. Friday's supposed to be fun day, isn't it? Today's going to be a little bit different. You're going to like it, all 3 hours, but it's going to be a little bit heavier than usual. Why? We're going to have three of the warriors for truth who fought not just for the president, but for the U.S. Constitution earlier this week in that travesty of an eight-hour so-called impeachment. And we're going to start with one of them who's a good friend of this show, a military veteran, a military intelligence professional, and a true rock star, New York Congressional District number one, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thanks, Seb. Love the intro. It gets me going. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Thank you. It was made by our first engineer, and he did an amazing job. Yeah, that gets our engine firing every single day. Congressman Zeldin, you had a front seat to history. We have to talk about so many issues, but give us your qualification for what we witnessed this week with the impeachment for the second time of a man chosen by 63 million Americans.
It was a political move, rushed, no due process. It was drafted. The article of impeachment itself was drafted so quickly, where they focus on this theory that the president gave a speech that day that incited a riot inside of the United States Capitol. And then one House Democrat after another comes to the floor, all echoing this theory that the president should be impeached because he gave a speech that day that incited a riot at the Capitol. And when those House, it's one thing to draft the article of impeachment, you're rushing it so much that you provide that as the basis, you know, and then you learn something new because you didn't do what you're supposed to in having a hearing and an investigation and collection of facts first. But the House Democrats who come to the floor echoing the theory the way they did with everything that they should have known by then is it was wild because, you know, by the time we got to the House floor, we knew just how much this was a pre-planned attack, that the FBI had warned the day before that this was going to happen the next day, that pipe bombs were being found during the president's speech, that the Capitol perimeter was being breached during the president's speech. So, and by the way, you know, one other thing obviously they're not going to mention is that the president specifically called on his supporters who were going to the Capitol to go down there peacefully, to be peaceful in their protest at the Capitol. So, you know, what we have here is a rush to judgment to make a political statement, because what the House Democrats knew, the only thing that they knew about 2021, if they kept a majority, they would want to make Donald Trump the first president to be impeached twice. And it's a shame that, you know, that there was anyone who went along with it on either side of the chamber.
And the fact that they were proud, Congressman Zeldin, Nancy Pelosi made no secret of the fact that they said, we do not have to present evidence in this quote-unquote impeachment. What does that do to the fabric of our republic?
It has been eroded in so many different ways in the way the resistance playbook has sought to oppose and impeach and obstruct and resist everything over the course of the Donald Trump presidency. And, you know, you would think that if you're going to impeach a president of the United States, that there should not be a rush where we need to get it done in just a few hours. That blows my mind that would even be considered a possibility. Anyone who wants to call themselves a defender of the institution can't at the same exact time totally erode the institution by making the basis of whether or not you're prepared to go to the House floor with articles of impeachment being whether or not you have the votes to pass your articles. It was a rushed political statement 1 week away. By the way, it wasn't 1 year away from the president leaving office. It wasn't 1 month away from leaving office. It was a week, and now they're going to start a trial after the inauguration. You know, we all, you know, just about everyone in our country, always thought that, you know, this would be a process that would be utilized to remove somebody from office for good reason. And here, you know, we're seeing that they're going to actually start a trial after the inauguration, which shows where their priorities are as they take over all branches of government. I'm surprised that we're not hearing, you know, a Joe Biden come out, and then we didn't hear Joe Biden come out and actually try to deliver on what he was campaigning on with regards to unity. He always talked about unity and healing. Well, here's your opportunity. Your own party is going to take an action to ensure that our country gets further ripped apart. If you're sincere with that pledge, this is your moment. Step forward and say, this is not the best path forward for our country. Now is a time for healing and unity. It's not a time to divide us even further. And then you don't actually move forward with the articles. But they can't help themselves, and it shows just how much Joe Biden is not the leader of their party in many respects. He's a follower.
Yeah. Let's talk about that unity and healing, or lack of it. But first, follow him on Twitter, Rep. Lee Zeldin, zeldin.house.gov, ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. At the top of your Twitter feed, you've reposted a tweet from 1 year ago, 1 year and a day, from the World Health Organization, which quotes, Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission. And then you retweeted it asking Jack Dorsey, how come this hasn't been fact-checked? How come this is still up on Twitter? Let's tie this into the harmony, the unity, the coming together. We have been talking on this show for 2 years since our inception about big tech, the threat of big tech. They've deleted the president. They've unpersoned untold numbers of conservatives. I myself have lost 90,000 followers in the last week. Can anything be done about this in the current situation with the current power balances in the Congress and in the White House, Congressman?
The current balance of power, to be honest, is in favor of Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect that Joe Biden and his team are going to be seeking to make things right from what they witnessed. I mean, they haven't said anything about it. They're probably cheering it on if you wanted to get an honest opinion from just about any of them. We as individuals have the most awesome power here in not giving business to these different platforms. Now, maybe that's one of the reasons why Parler was taken down. I don't think it's a coincidence that the exact same moment that Twitter is deleting Donald Trump's account and a whole bunch of others, and other big tech platforms are also doing the same to the president and others, that all of a sudden Parler is going to be disabled. Because you know what would have happened if Parler wasn't taken down, is that their business would, I mean, forget about quadrupling. I mean, it would go up 20-fold. Everybody would say, you know what, let's leave these platforms and, you know, let's go to Parler. I think that that's the main biggest reason why that move was made, taking out Parler.
Yeah.
But when you have a Republican president, a Republican House, a Republican Senate, you know, especially, you know, on an issue that was, it wasn't off the radar. You know, the president was calling for action. Obviously, we had a Democratic House for the last couple of years. But you have to take that action while you have the power to do something about it. Because now, with the one-party Democratic rule, it's a triangulation that we're seeing between the media, many in the media, big tech, and Democrats.
And now,
and they are looking to silence us with double standards.
We have to build our own conservative ecosystem. That was Congressman Lee Zeldin. We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan. What you mean, Sharon? We've really waited. You weren't even here last Friday. You punch out and you miss Trish. Sorry. She's loyal to us every Friday. The great Trish Regan. Follow her right now. TrishIntel.com. The Trish Intel podcast. And on Twitter, Trish_Regan. Trish, I have to ask you, perchance, have you lost any followers on Twitter in the last week? How many?
Just a few. Well, I'm trying to keep track of it, right? Because I don't know. I mean, it's like thousands every time I turn around. Thousands and thousands and thousands a day. I want to say I was somewhere around 790 before all this started shaking out. And now I am, well, let's see. I'm definitely below 700. Somewhere in the
600. 690. I mean, 690. I'm looking at it right now. Right.
690. So go figure. What is this about? I mean, look, and I've told you this, and we were talking about this in the commercial break, if anybody's heard it on YouTube. But the reality is, Seb, if you were going to tell me that they're all bots and, you know, accounts from China or Russia or whatever, and they're fake, then okay, I don't want any of that. And by the way, if there are people that are, you know, urging violent things, I also don't want that. Like, I don't want that. But what really is going on? Because it seems to be only happening to conservatives.
Well, look, and, Trish, it's happening. Yeah. It's happening exactly. I mean, there was a flood in the last week. I lost over 90,000 just after the president gets banned. Yeah. Now, this is interesting timing.
Exactly. Right. And so it seems that it's a very concerted. I mean, it's not happening to liberals. It's only happening to those of us that are on the right. So I have a lot of concerns right now. I'm very, very concerned. I don't know if you spoke. I heard part of your interview with Congressman Zeldin, but from New York there, you got another congressperson, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, mm-hmm. who took to her Instagram, right? And is effectively calling for some kind of, you know,
to rein
Ministry
in
of Information.
Quote, rein in the media. I wonder which kind of views they'd rein in, Trish.
Well, I think we know, but what I want to say is, let's be very clear. Congress, it says right there in the First Amendment, Congress, you know, cannot restrict freedom of the press.
Right.
Or, yeah, you can give me the exact words, but, I mean, this is basic stuff. Why don't our members of Congress, like, ever bother to read the Constitution, you know, before they go and try and make all these laws? I was really troubled by that because I think that this is just the beginning, Seb. This is just the beginning.
So here's my response. So we can't do anything about it in terms of regulation or antitrust. A Biden DOJ is not going to bust up Twitter. It's not going to happen. So we had Charlie Kirk on the show, and he had a great idea. He said, look, we've had 74 million Americans vote for the president, 88 million following him. Isn't this the perfect time to create, to use a market opportunity to create a conservative economic ecosystem? Whether it's social media, whether it's regular media, whether it's an email system to just get us off Gmail. Is that realistic? I mean, you are an expert on markets. Could we do that relatively easily if we found the right investors?
Okay, so I have a few thoughts on this. Number one, certainly under normal circumstances,
yes,
we could, right? I mean, there is a clear proven market for content that is not just leftist, right, in its thinking. And so I think that people out there in America crave alternative sources of information. However, we're in such a crazy environment right now where you have corporate America literally terrified, right, because they're afraid that they are going to be bullied and exposed as being somehow in any way, shape, or form sympathetic to, what are they saying now? Domestic terrorists?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a pretty big accusation to be leveling at corporate America. So corporate America is shying away from this content. What did you see? Amazon actually pulling the server?
The servers for Parler.
You know, yep. Right? And the mail, you know, the mail email providers are now concerned. And then the service providers for the credit cards, et cetera. And so this has sort of a spiraling effect. You know, at some point, they can't control the entire internet. I mean, gosh, you know, to give you an interesting example, we've been watching Bitcoin. It's down today in the 30,000s, but it touched a high recently, and I'm like, I get it. You know why? Because with blockchain technology, you know, the technology that they use with Bitcoin, it's peer-to-peer, right? So they can't attack your server. They can't go after your bank account. They can't go after, you know, your money effectively. This is wild. I mean, it really is wild. And you're talking about deplatforming on such a massive level where they're saying basically anybody who had anything to do with Trump or, you know, voted for Trump, pretty soon they're going to be able to figure out whether, you know, who you voted for. If you voted for Trump, then you're like a bad person that doesn't deserve to have any kind of economic opportunity in life. This is wild.
Yeah,
wild. So normally I'd say yes, right? There's a huge market opportunity. It's just that conservatives have to be more thoughtful right now about carving those opportunities out. You look at Parler. I'm sorry, but like I think they made a scapegoat out of Parler. I've seen a lot of hate and bad stuff on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and by the way, let's be very clear. Facebook has had its share of it, too. So it's not like Parler was unique in that it had some bad messages. They all do.
Well, yeah.
But they're making an excuse out of Parler.
Absolutely. Let's talk about something else that's wild. The planned amazing bailouts and the printing money like it's running out of style. What can we expect as soon as Joe Biden is sworn in on the 20th?
Oh, well, he's just getting started. Yeah.
I mean, he said
it. This is round one. I mean, he's not even there, right? He's not even there yet. And he's talking about $1.9 trillion. Just to keep in perspective, Seb, I think it's important because we're throwing these numbers out there and it's like, whoa, well, what does that mean? Well, we have $27 trillion in debt. So you're going to talk about adding two, you know, as soon as he gets there. And then he's talking about another package where he can address things like, you know, perceived, and I say perceived, you know, racial inequality, because they're talking about reparations, et cetera, where he can address how he wants to confront climate change, student debt, all of these things. So that's going to be another package, probably a bigger package that's coming down the pike in February. So I just look at it and I'm like, is anybody an adult in the room? Does anybody want to be responsible? Seb, do you know what this is going to do to the value of the U.S. dollar? We've already seen the U.S. dollar plummet. And the reason that's bad for everyday Americans is because if you're saving your dollars, right, in your bank account because
yeah,
you someday dream of retiring, well, your dollars aren't going to be worth as much. You know, $100,000 today is not going to be worth $100,000 in 10 years because they'll have printed so much money that the basic value of the dollar itself is going down. It's a mess.
But every single week, I think it's going to be more important that you will be telling us the truth about what is happening to the market, what is happening to the value of our dollar, and what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing to this economy, which prior to COVID was the biggest the world had ever seen. You can follow her. Check her out at TrishIntel.com. Also, the Trish Intel podcast. And follow her. Let's get her numbers back up. Let's bust over a million today at Trish_Reagan. God bless you, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let's take some calls. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And then we're going to be joined by another star from the good guys camp during the impeachment this week here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios, live streaming on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like button. And don't forget, we're also on Rumble as well. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
They have been complicit from the very beginning in their willful criminality to carry the water for Donald Trump and these science denials, which allowed this pandemic to rage out of control. And then by refusing to wear masks, this is criminal behavior. That's chemical warfare, so far as I'm concerned.
Can you just own yourself? Can you be that large of a cretin? That's Ayanna Pressley saying that the conservative Trump voters are science deniers. That's the phrase. Science deniers. And then she says, because if you don't wear a mask, you're committing chemical warfare. Hey, cretin, chemical warfare is chemicals. If it's a biological agent, it's called biological. Why are you denying science in the your criticism within the same sentence? But it's entertaining. Truly, truly entertaining. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If, I haven't even mentioned it in days. If you want a little kind of, you know, pick me up, go to our website, okay? I get sent every day another crazy theory, another video. No, the Pope and Bill Gates are not trying to plan the extermination of millions of people. If you want reliable information, go to sebgorka.com. Read the article. Let's post it now. One of our most important articles, your 14 most reliable sources for information. Eric, let's put it on Twitter. Let's put it on Facebook. Go to sources you can trust who have demonstrated their trustworthiness, okay? If you want deeper information, if you really want to educate yourself, check out the books at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Defeating Jihad, The War for America's Soul, Why We Fight. And then if you want to be proud of what we do and what we stand for, check out the store. That's sebgorkastore.com. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Because we have to stay true to our principles more than ever. On that issue, let's go to Hadan in Los Angeles, line 5.
Dr. G, the rolling thunder of of Radio Free America. How are you?
Let's rumble, Don!
As you might say. Dr. G, I'm so glad to get through to you on a First Amendment or Second Amendment.
It's a busy day. The call board is full, but we got it. We got you in, Don. We got you in.
So glad. You know, I was so concerned about you. You know, I wrote you guys, a proper Christmas card and I had a little note in there.
Yes.
I was so thankful, you know, that you turned us all on to that Antonio Gramsci. I wanted to do you a favor on the positive side. I wanted to turn you. Have you ever heard of Don Draeger? Don with two N's, Draeger.
Don Draeger. I do not believe so.
Yeah, he's passed away, unfortunately. But he was a Marine major. He lived in Japan after the war, and he became the first and probably the highest ranking American Caucasian in Japanese martial arts. And he created a thing called the International Hoplology Society, which is he's like the Victor Davis Hanson of martial art. You know, you have to check this guy's books out.
I will.
He actually doubled Sean Connery in Only Live Twice. He was the martial arts coordinator.
Oh, no way. Like
he's the one that does that, you know, that fight.
The fight scene at the beginning when he uses the zip line and he does that exercise at the beginning, rescuing the woman who stabs him, that one?
Yeah, when he does that throw and he flips the guy over his back, but the samurai sword, Draeger doubling.
All right. Why are you mentioning him today?
Because I want you, Dr. G, you're the perfect man to get connect with. He was into what they call ancient martial arts, like Koryu Bujutsu, like Kenjutsu, the spear, the sword, everything. You need to get into this, Dr. G, because I heard you the other day say to somebody you wanted to become a bladesmith.
I want to make my own blades. That's one of the few things left on my bucket list, Don.
Oh, Dr. G, this is made for you. I mean, you know, because I'm concerned about you, Dr. G. I know you got your firearms and your car 9mm and your ankle holster, but you also need, you know, the empty hand stuff to, you know, fend off these Antifa goons while you're getting to your gun. And you would be the perfect man for this stuff.
Well, thank you. I did. What did I do? Like 5 years of judo. I enjoyed that.
Oh, you're made for it.
Especially the groundwork. And the nice thing about edged weapons when you're defending yourself, the nice thing about, you know, a sword, a katana or something like that, you never run out of ammunition. Don, I'm going to check it out. Don Drake. It's Friday. We can talk about anything. That's who we are. We're going to be serious. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk Second Amendment. Next, we're going to have one of the congressmen who fought back. Incredible job during the fake impeachment here in America First. God bless you. Don't have a safe weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Do you do what your mother tells you to do? Would your mother be proud of you in terms of how you're looking after yourself? Remember what she said when you were a kid? Do eat your vegetables. And you said, but they're gross. But they're good for you. How do you make sure that you're making your mother happy and staying healthy? Do what I do. Cheat. Take Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Hout's incredible product, freeze-dried nutrition, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. So when you take them like I do every single day, you're taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Always fresh, nothing artificial, and the cost, pennies per serving, especially now that Dr. Howard is giving you, my friends, 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. This is for a limited time. Do it now. You won't regret it. Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the magic promo code GORKA. Do it today. Health in your hand. You won't regret it. Balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party. Today, the second annual impeachment of President Trump isn't really about actual words spoken out of rally. No. This is all about, Madam Speaker, the unbridled hatred of this president. You use any extreme language and any process to oppose the core of what he has really fought for. You hate him because he is pro-life, strongest ever. You hate him for fighting for the freedom of our religions to not be persecuted by unfair mandates and limitations on speech. You hate him for not subscribing and shackling us with the religion of climate change and one-sided Paris Accords. You hate him for Israel. You hate him for defending our borders. You hate him for letting families and small businesses keep what they earn, for trying to keep the agents of government off their back. You hate him for putting America first, which is what I thought we do when we swear the oath. No, this shabby show isn't about a threat to our republic. This is the impeachment and muting of at least half of the American people. This is shameful and abuse of a process.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York.
The gentleman additional 20 seconds.
The gentleman from Ohio yields you another
Speaker,
20 seconds.
I pray people of all stripes wake up to this spectacle and exercise their rights to put a stop to it through free speech and through fair elections.
Free speech and fair elections. When I watched that clip from the travesty of an impeachment on the Greg Kelly Show, I said, I recognize that man. Even though he had a mask on, which is an outrage to begin with, and of course I was right. And he was saying something we say on this show every week. Their fuel is hatred, ours is love. Love of this, the greatest nation on God's earth. And of course, his team reached out for us, to us. He is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, California 1. Congressman LaMalfa, welcome to America First.
Thank you for having me on. It's a great honor, and I'm glad to be able to be on to talk with you about what's real with what happened this week.
You packed so much into that 90 seconds of a reality check about what the Democrats stand for and why the real impeachment is happening. I doff my cap. It was superbly done. Let me ask you, what do you predict for the next coming weeks? Is this going to go to the upper house, to the Senate? Do you expect them to try unconstitutionally to impeach a president who's left office?
You know, there's different opinions back and forth whether it can be done post office or not. I can't claim to know, though. I think what's really happening, though, is the case is getting worse, collapsing around them all the time. We're getting more information now that it couldn't even have been touched off by the president.
Yes.
If you want to believe that, the timing was wrong because we're seeing more information, even by CNN, that there seems to be seeds out there that this was pre-planned, pre-organized, and not the spontaneous combustion, supposedly by something he said in a speech, which I've read the whole transcript. There is nothing in there that's incendiary other than it's Trump saying it.
Right, it's because he's saying it that they say it's incendiary. Well, I was there in the front row, and I heard him say march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol to support your congressmen and women. You are in there. You're in the trenches on the front line. What is your expectation? I think that, you know, there's a pretty slim majority in the House. She's got, what, 6-7 seats? The Senate is 50-50. Yeah. They have become an extreme party. But at the end of the day, do you think they can ram through the worst of the worst, whether it's the Green New Deal, Guam becoming a state? What do you expect to witness until the next elections in 2 years' time?
Well, you really touched on something important here. It's about trying to hold our breath as a country for 2 years. We have an excellent chance of taking back the House because they're going to overreach. They're already overreaching, okay? In the House rules package where you can't use certain gendered terms. I looked at the list again this morning. They have first cousin on there. Is that a gendered term?
First cousin?
Anyway, they're going to overreach. Go ahead.
First cousin is now verboten?
That's all the list I saw. So it makes no sense. The misunderstanding of Americans at the next ballot box running towards us once again. And the House did well last time, as you know.
Yes.
The Senate, you know, we screwed that deal up in Georgia. I wish they could have their elections all in November instead of these carryover elections they have in Louisiana and the others. But that said, you know, a 50-50 in the Senate means each side's going to have perfect attendance on every important bill in order to get to Kamala. What a spectacle that's going to be, putting her in charge of that much responsibility. But that said, I think you know, Joe Manchin from West Virginia has promised to not get rid the vote to get rid of the cloture vote or the filibuster.
Filibuster, right.
So that's going to be, you know, a built-in firewall for us there, unless he reneges on that. And you know, again, it'll take perfect attendance to reach the 50-50. I don't know what will happen with Romney or what a couple of the others that have gone a little rogue on us. But the blueprint is there that we have a pretty good chance of surviving this on the legislative side. My biggest fear is what are they going to unleash with this all-star team of people that he's going to put in his cabinet of socialists and just big government purveyors. He's got some scary people he's lining up to be in charge of those, and they can do a lot of harm just by their rulemaking, et cetera.
But let me ask you on about our side in the last 60 seconds we have with you, Congressman LaMalfa. Does the GOP understand that MAGA is as strong as it ever was and what it means that 10 million more Americans voted for the president this time round than 4 years ago? Or are the rhinos going to think, hey, it's back to business as usual?
Well, there'll be a struggle for that, I think, you know, and even if Trump is not necessarily the head of that, but I don't think he's going away. I could see him starting something in the media, his own media or something, to keep a presence up, and that's going to keep people focused. I hear people talk about we need a third party because we have a few disappointments in ours that, you know, did certain things. They can't name the names, but we might see some changes in our leadership. But that all said, we have to be strong and focused, because what the president stood for during these 4 years, there is nothing wrong with that. Even if you don't like how he said it or, you know, certain things like that, he was as strong as I mentioned, all those things I mentioned in my speech, he was solid on there, and he helped us. He helps me in my district where I have forestry issues. Half of it burns down in the summer because the Forest Service can't get off the dime and manage the lands it's supposed to be taking care of and the water supply we need for California. You know, we have to expand our lake storage capacity. And so these are the nuts and bolts things we've got to be doing. And once we get past this impeachment proceeding, I think we can maybe start to heal again a little bit and do the work that needs to be done.
In the meantime, allow me to thank you, I think in the name of our millions of listeners and viewers, for what you did this week and for the stand you took during that atrocious travesty of a non-impeachment. Follow this man, support him, lamalfa.house.gov, on Twitter at Rep. LaMalfa. God bless you, sir. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next, coming from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know? Because I've lived it for 2 years now. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. My lower back pain issue had disappeared, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. Find out for yourself. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Order the 3-week quick starter pack, and you could be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com.
My group is Insurgents USA. We're about to burn this down. We got to rip Trump out of that office right over there. Pull him out that. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution.
Was that the guy with the stupid hat with horns? No, that was John Sullivan from Insurgents. Is it Insurgents USA, insurgents.org, saying that the president must be ripped out of the White House? But then he's wearing a MAGA hat and he's inside Congress a week ago. Huh. Interesting. Fascinating, don't you think? What a tangled web we weave. Let's go to your calls. Let's walk down the line. Line one, Al in California.
How you doing, Sebastian?
Good.
I got a new nickname for you. How about the Salem Pistolier?
The Salem Pistolier. I like that.
Listen, I've got a couple of quick questions for you. I want to zip through them. I heard Kamala, what's her name, I forgot her last name, the vice president, in her simpy voice saying, well, these were rifles, meaning like the AR-15 semi-auto and whatnot, are militarily descended. Well, duh, all firearms from the Kentucky long rifle forward are militarily descended.
The Pennsylvania musket, everything, you're right.
Everything,
you're
right. That's like saying you can't drive a Jeep because a Jeep was invented for the military. Now, which is totally ridiculous. Anyway, the AR-15 and these semi-automatic rifles are protected by the Constitution. You're not going to get millions of these rifles back from people. I've never even fired one, and I'm totally against it because it won't affect criminals who are, in fact, 1% of the population. The second thing is this. I'm against amnesty for a personal reason. Or let's bring it down to you and I. You and I cannot go illegally to other countries.
Yes.
I mean, we're worried about pandemics, we're worried about crime, we're worried about terrorism. Right now, in California, they're telling us to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart, but they don't seem to care who or what are coming over our sovereign borders. Now, let me finish up with this. President-elect Biden is saying, he was extolling the virtues of people being illegally in the country. So he's, in fact, standing up for mass lawbreaking when his first duty is national sovereignty.
Correct.
And upholding our laws.
Correct.
It makes no sense.
Well, of course it does. If you want to lock in a constituency that you think will vote for you in perpetuity, then that's what you do. Well, look, we're probably closer to 30 million illegal aliens in America. And the idea that you would amnesty them, their logic is they will be indebted to us forever and then we'll never lose an election. Of course, that's... And by the way, your prior point is totally sound. Try and sneak into Mexico as an American and see what happens to you. Superb points, Al. Down the line, let's give Al a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get one at our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-G-B-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Judy, Dave, Karen, Tim, don't go anywhere. Back with so much more. It may be Friday. It's fun, but it's also important. Don't touch that dial.